Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile. And you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
It's EV News briefly for Friday, the 18th of July. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you've got time for the full podcast, that's okay. We'll get you up to speed really quickly here. Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. Uber is going to buy 20,000 Lucid Gravities for a robo-taxi service. Now, the first ones are testing in Las Vegas. Bearing in mind, Waymo's got 1,500 of them on the road. Uber's going to buy 20,000 of these Lucid Gravities and equip them with some self-driving technology over the next 6 years. The second-generation Chevy Bolt is nearing release. The camouflage is coming off. Still camo vehicles driving around. Should be in some sort of production by the end of the year. Not mass production, but maybe some more validation vehicles being tested over the next 6 months or so. We think probably it'll be on a mid-2026 release, but well, we'll wait and see. They've got to launch the vehicle first, haven't they? With an LFP pack, lithium iron phosphate, to keep the costs down. Very smart. China has set some new export limits on 8 battery technologies, and 3 of them are specifically about lithium iron phosphate and its related technologies leaving the shores. Not just the cells or the batteries, but the knowledge, the IP, the intellectual property. And that's an issue for Ford because they are licensing CATL's LFP technology for their multi-billion dollar battery plant in Michigan. Now, this isn't China saying no. This is central government saying you have to apply for a license and wait for us to say yes before we allow CATL to license that to Ford. Yeah, China wasn't very happy at the time when it was announced. Chinese technology is far and away better with LFP packs than anyone else can make. And that was all that knowledge was going to leave Chinese shores. Okay, TOG is the Turkish national car maker. And you know TOG? Well, you may not. Make an EV. They're going to make a second one. And they've already got a branch in Stuttgart in Germany. They want to open some pre-orders for TOG vehicles in the rest of Europe as well. Hey, go Turkey. Now, IONNA is partnering with a US convenience store and gas station chain, easy for me to say, called Wawa. And that helps IONNA work towards its goal of 30,000 charging bays by 2030. The first one opens at Daytona Beach, Florida, the Wawa location there. Nissan Sunderland plant has a new £1.4 million charging station for electric heavy-duty vehicles. They're going to move parts and finished Nissans around the site and around Sunderland. And it's all part of a scheme to electrify heavy-duty trucking in this country. France is reinstating its subsidised EV leasing scheme for low-income households below €15,500 income per year. You don't get as much money off now, but you do get a hefty €7,000 off an EV if you are leasing them. The UK brought back its grant scheme earlier this week, and it looks like because they're based, the grant is given money off a new EV as long as the EV hits a bunch of science-backed emissions targets in terms of how it's made. And clean, green energy going in, and of course then it's clean to run, which probably means the Chinese companies won't get grant eligibility. You know, the grid is there, is very dirty. A lot of cells are made in a bad way in China on terms of the cleanliness of the grid. China saying, watch this space, very unhappy. Also, automakers in the US are picking a fight with the dealers. They have asked the Department of Justice to investigate whether state franchise laws and restrictions on opening new franchise dealerships limit competition. And Polestar says they're focusing on Europe as their new core market. And that is briefly.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.